The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hello and welcome to The Art Spot. My name is Jerry Lynn Schulke. Today we're talking with company members of a show that is going to be upcoming at the Art Center, Oh, What a Lovely War. We have in the studio Hope Alexander. Hello, Hope.
Hello.
Ian Bowater. Hello, Ian.
Hi.
And Killian Manning.
Hi.
Hi, Killian. Hope is director of Oh, What a Lovely War. Ian is a company member and Killian is our choreographer. Thank you guys so much for being here on the show.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
I'd like to start just getting some background information on all three of you fascinating people and fascinating artists. So if you would just spend a few minutes telling us who you are and what brought you here today.
I'm Hope Alexander. I'm a San Francisco native. I've been a professional actor and director my whole life. I was raised in the theater. I'm currently celebrating my 50th year in the business this year, and I've been in the Triangle 2 years, and when I first got here, Ray Dooley, a wonderful actor with Playmakers, introduced me to you, Jerry Lynn, and we started a dialogue, and you introduced me to, well, somehow I met the old man over here, our friend Ian. And a dialogue started about this project about a year ago, and I was asked to direct it, and I'm thrilled to be a part of this collaboration.
You've run theater companies, is that correct?
I have. I've run two theater companies, one in Los Angeles and one in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. And those theater companies, you did a gamut of responsibilities, is that correct?
Yeah, as you well know from, you know, making sure there's toilet paper to plunging the toilet that when need be, to producing, right. To forming a board of directors. Mm-hmm. In my company in L.A., I produced 23 shows in 3.5 years.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Children's what?
Shows and nighttime shows, mm-hmm. as well as the regular season. Mm-hmm. We had a subscription base, mm-hmm. and we did everything from world premiere shows to Shakespeare to Camino Rio by Tennessee Williams, which nobody ever does because it's such a big show. Mm-hmm. And I produced, I directed, I designed, I was the head of the board of directors. I raised all the money and I, you know, swept. It was a glamorous.
You're right, right. Exactly. That's oftentimes how it is,
yes,
with those small theaters.
Yeah.
Ian, can you bring us up to speed on who you are and what brought you here
today?
Yeah,
I've been in the business a similar length of time, but I don't have a child actor resume like Hope has. But I also ran theaters in England. And because it was in England, they were heavily subsidized. I didn't have to raise the money. I didn't have to clean out the toilets. Mm-hmm. We paid people to do all that sort of stuff. It was great. The first theater where I had any directorial responsibility, I was associate director at Theatre Royal Stratford East, which is the home of Oh, What a Lovely War and the Joan Littlewood Theatre Workshop. I arrived there just for her last show and worked with them for nearly 10 years. And then I moved to the centre of London to run the Shaw Theatre, which again was heavily subsidised, and I produced everything from British pantomimes to Ibsen and had a huge political programme. We had companies from Cuba, Nicaragua, Germany, France, Italy. And because of the location, we were able to attract that sort of company. Then I moved to L.A., where I was disenchanted with the theater business and started working in the film business and ended up being a freelance screenwriter. And it was only when I came back to Chapel Hill that I really got back into theater, largely due to you, Jerry Lynn, because you were very encouraging from the start.
Oh.
And so I've acted in shows, I've done a bit of directing, and I'm thoroughly enjoying doing this, Oh, What a Lovely War, because it takes me, my very first production as a student in drama school was a version of Oh, What a Lovely War. So
really?
I think when I've done this, I'll probably just have to back it in, because I've gone full circle.
The circle of life.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, yeah.
The first job I got, I was also, my major study was on documentary theater. So I knew all about Living Newspaper and all that sort of stuff. And the first job, I went for a teaching job, and I was on a train going through the East End of London, and I drove past the theatre. I could just see it. I went, that's theatre workshop. And
wow.
I just wanted to jump off the train then and there. But I went and did the job for a year, and then a year later I found myself back there. And that's where...
Wow.
I think that's where my life really started.
Nice. That's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All the things you learn on the radio. Killian, tell us a little bit about you and what brought you here.
Okay, I'm happily, Jerry Lynn is the common denominator here. I've been making dances for maybe 30 years, maybe 35. I did my professional dancing in Boston and formed my company, No Forwarding Address, which has had several manifestations. The most recent one is here again in the Triangle area. I was here from 88 to 95 and produced over 100 dances. I did not have to clean toilets, but I definitely have to sweep the floors and procure whatever kind of funding I can and make the costumes and design and create the sets myself and all of those things. But sort of love that idea of Gesamtkunstwerk that I've kind of been toying with all of my life, which is it's got all of the elements in it. Mm-hmm. And so I had done several dance productions at the Carver Arts Center before Jerry Lynn took over, mm-hmm. which was kind of cool. And then I met Jerry Lynn through a summer program mm-hmm. that we were working on together. Mm-hmm. And she called me into this, and I was thrilled. So in February, I think it was February, maybe January, I met Hope. And we talked about working on the project together, and I was very, very honored and delighted and so here I am.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't know that you had done dances at the Art Center, dance
I've had,
shows. Nice.
Four evening length concerts there.
Nice.
I have posters that could prove it to you. They're very lovely. I really liked working in the almost the three quarter, and we would use both the upper stage and then the alleyway underneath to have really lovely layers going on.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome. I love to have dance back at the Art Center. It's a difficult space. There's no like wing area.
I'm ready. We came in and out of the doors and out of the ceiling. Actually, we had a piece called Gray Matter Falling where we came down from the rafters.
What?
Very interesting. Very fun. Yeah. Very nice.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, we will be right back, and we're going to talk about Oh, What a Lovely War when we return and how you can get tickets. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Art Spot. Hello and welcome back to The Arts Spot. We are talking today about an upcoming production at the Arts Center called Oh, What a Lovely War. We have three wonderful theater artists in our studio today. Hope Alexander, the director of Oh, What a Lovely War, Ian Bowater, company member, and Killian Manning, choreographer for the production. We are going to talk now about the production itself, which is so exciting. I'm actually very excited about this production in particular because I think it takes Arts Center stage to a different place than it has been for the last couple of years. You know, certainly doing a musical, number one, is new for me, for Art Center Stage to produce. And it's just a different, I think it's just a different offering than what we've had. It's not your typical straight play, for instance, and all of that. So why don't we just chat about that? Ian, would you start us off in bringing this project to us?
Yeah, well, When I met you, Jerry Lynn, I was just trying to introduce myself and just hawking my wares, and we happened to talk about the fact I worked at Stratford East, and it was going to be the 100th anniversary of the war, and therefore the 50th anniversary of Oh, What a Lovely War. And immediately Jerry Lynn said, oh, I love that show. Now, it's very rare to find anybody who has actually seen the show, because it isn't done very often.
Right.
There's been a lot of presentations this year because of the 100th anniversary, including one at Stratford East, which I saw. But it was, we just got excited about it. And I think Jay Lynn decided then, oh, okay, let's do that. And then that same year, she'd done All Is Calm, which was a World War I thing, which I absolutely loved. And she said, okay, I think we can get some money to bring that back. And if we did a lovely war, why don't we do another show? And then she presented me with an idea and said, would you write it? So I had the privilege to have a world premiere, which opened the three-play season for Oh, What a Lovely War, thing called Into the Breach, which was very well received. And I think that it kind of set us off on a tone for this thing, because there was music in that too.
That's true. That's true.
So it was, and so suddenly we're doing that. And Hope Alexander was chosen to direct it. And I've said all along, of the things I've seen her do, she's one of the best directors in the Triangle. It's a different story now working with her, but you know. but you know, the thing is that when that show, I have no doubts, when this show goes up, it'll be there. You know, so it's, so that's where I am with it.
Yeah,
and I'm just a guy being told what to do is great. Don't have to write it. Don't have to worry. Don't have to clean the floors or the toilets. Because I'm a boy.
Well. Hope, so you want to talk about your role in this and the production itself a little bit?
Yeah. So you and Ian came to me and asked me to direct. And it's an interesting piece because there's no real linear structure to it. It was created as a collaboration of these artists in this one group in the 60s and was very sort of avant-garde for that period of time. So to bring it to a modern audience and make it relevant so it's not a piece of living history but a piece of living theater was the challenge, I think, for all of us. We have fabulous designers working with us. It has a lot of multimedia aspects to it. And I created a role for a young actress, Marley...
Pergar MacDonald.
It's the MacDonald part. I didn't remember.
Right.
And she sort of will be the audience's eyes and soul in the play, because it is very episodic. There's a lot of music. There's a lot of vaudeville. There's a lot of... It's hard to describe. Mm-hmm. It's an event. Mm-hmm. As much as a theater piece, it's an event.
Mm-hmm.
Come to our event.
Right, right.
And even though it's about the First World War, it so echoes, sadly, so echoes our own time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very relevant. It's very funny.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, what is that? It's very, oh, that's what that is.
Mm.
It kind of has everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's sexy. It's romantic. Mm. It's war. It's death. It's,
yeah.
Life.
Right.
Life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is, you know, it is unique in that way. It's because there's like this, like you said, episodic and there's the sketches. And so it is different than any theater really, in that way. It's like a review kind of, like a review show.
Yeah, it is like a review show. Mm-hmm. And I think it's challenging for a lot of the actors. I think some of the actors have never done anything like this before. So that thing of how do you do a review and yet make it real?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the real emotional element to it? And how does that fit into the vaudeville part of it? And how does that fit into the multimedia and or the choreography or whatever? What, you know, it's more Brecht than Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Right, right.
It's an interesting piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's challenging, and I'm enjoying working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Ian?
Yeah, I just think, you know, when you start talking about it, that the other thing is that when it was done 50 years ago, not a lot of people had talked about the World War One, but we know so much more now.
Mm.
So what was then seen as new information has to be reinvented for now. And I think that the seeing it, the audience's guide, their spirit guide being this young girl, is the way that they then start to look at it. Because we still don't know what the truth is. I mean, as we found out, most of the facts in the play aren't exactly kosher, as it were. But but they're not there to be that. It is not a history lesson. It's about emotional learning about the subject matter.
Absolutely.
And that's where it changes a bit from Brecht. It's not all just sit back and not get involved. There's parts of it where you do get involved and you become angry or you become very sad about the thing. So there is that emotional commitment to it too.
Right. And it's just an interesting piece in that it has those elements, the emotional, and then it all of a sudden there's a song and a dance and it gets really silly and it takes you out of that. You're not mired in that world. And what, you know, which is what comedy does, it actually presents then reality much starker because you're in that laughter at something, the reality hits you even harder. So it's, you know, that interesting juxtaposition of comedy and lightness, which is where the choreography comes in. And there's lots of songs. There's lots of singing from the time period. And then we have some nice, fun dances in the show.
Right, some nice, fun dances that are sort of belying the hardship and the horror. I mean, some of the lines that are sinking in the most, you know, what do we want with eggs and ham? We've got, you know, strawberries and jam. And the idea that these are 19-year-old boys in trenches dying and starving both. And the sarcasm or just the idea of we're going to put a good face on this and we're going to sing and dance is really interesting, really moving in a way. Kind of shocking in a I mean, as much as the song and dance can be shocking.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Because you don't expect it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's a compelling juxtaposition, isn't it?
Well,
why,
yes.
Indeed.
Which is an in-joke from the show. Because everything seems to be a compelling juxtaposition. But it is true. I think you hit it there because there's a lot of British sarcasm in this in this show, you know, which is, you know, do not take anything at face value. There's always something else happening with it.
Right. That's a good point. We're going to come right back and we're going to let you know how you can buy tickets to the production. We'll give you the dates and all of that. You're listening to The Art Spot on WCHL Chapelboro. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Art Spot. We are talking today about an upcoming production at the Arts Center, May 15th through the 24th. It's Oh, What a Lovely War. We are talking with Hope Alexander, the director, and Ian Bowater, company member, Killian Manning, the choreographer for the show. Ian, you have an anecdote you like to share.
Well, I play General Douglas Haig in this show, and for another project, I happened to interview his son, who was trying to clean up the image of his father, who was an absolute brute. And he blamed Oh, What a Lovely War for giving a wrong impression of his father.
Wow.
He said, of course, nobody ever really thought too much was wrong with the generals until that Joan Littlewood did that thing called Oh, What a Lovely War.
Oh, my goodness.
And they honestly believed
that. And that, but that wasn't the case.
No. I mean, so the thing is, the one thing that it is true about is that the man was had no thought. I mean, I actually say in this thing, oh, another 300,000 losses may produce great results.
Yeah.
300,000 men. Dying will produce a result. That was the power of the show originally, and what Hope's doing is making the power of the show for now.
Right,
the last bit of the show will be stupendous.
Yes, absolutely. Any last thoughts before we wrap up?
Come see it.
Yeah.
Come see it.
Yeah, it's going to be.
How can we do that?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's at the Art Center May 15th through the 24th. You can buy tickets online at artcenterlive.org. You can call our box office, which is 919-929-2787, or you can come to the Art Center in person and purchase tickets. It's going to be a fantastic show. You're not going to want to miss it. If you care anything about history and not repeating history, or you just enjoy a great show, singing
you
and dancing.
Jerry Lynn Schulke.
Oh,
yes.
This is the thing we haven't talked about.
She can sing and swing.
Absolutely.
So tickets are on sale now at the Art Center. You don't want to miss the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have, it's a big cast of 12 and a big production team involved. It's a lot of fun. Music and singing and dancing and fun. And
the wonderful Glenn Maribel, yeah, is our musical director.
Yeah,
he's fabulous.
Yeah, we've got a really great team involved. Check out the Art Center's website for more information on this show. You're listening to The Art Spot. Thanks so much for being here. And spark your own creativity. Get out and see some theater.